Welcome back to the True Hero Parents Daily Message. Session 2 of Coaching Your Children is entitled Getting Rid of Don't. If you choose to coach your children, there are two rules to follow. First, be knowledgeable. This is not the place to fake it. Incorrect advice about technique can lead to bad habits, lack of progress, or injury. If you lack up-to-date knowledge, you can either go do your homework and learn, or admit that you don't know and play with your child without coaching. Secondly, if you are knowledgeable, discipline yourself to follow this one basic rule of effective coaching. Get rid of the word don't. It will be your greatest challenge, but give you the most positive results. The most common mistake in coaching is telling an athlete what not to do. Some coaches not only describe a mistake, they give a physical demonstration of it. The problem is that all this time spent on what not to do gives an athlete's subconscious mind a vivid picture of exactly the wrong image. Since 80% of an athlete's behavior comes from the subconscious mind, we want only the most perfect images imprinted there. Skip the entire "don't do it this way" speech and only describe what you want to see happen. Here are some examples. If you see an incorrect technique that must be addressed, say something like, "I'd like to see you try it this way," or "here's how it should feel," or perhaps "position yourself like this," or "picture your body moving this way." Avoid starting a sentence with the word "don't," and you'll be amazed at both an increase in morale and an improvement in performance. This lesson's helper page will give you some specific examples of positive and negative coaching phrases.